Hello and welcome. This file is called The Subway, and it's a non-consensual, hypnotic-slash-mind-control male-on-male rape fantasy. You're driving home on the subway, and you're meeting an evil hypnotist. That's me. What could go wrong? Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a caller. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of caller you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your caller. And this caller is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the caller onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature. And just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit. Because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. Can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep,
and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time to immerse you in a little fantasy. Oh, that's right. Now, before we begin, I'm going to make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any point during this fantasy it becomes too intense or negative for you, you will find that you will automatically wake back up, knowing that you will be completely safe, that you're in the safety of your own bed and just listening to a little hypnotic fantasy. So if at any point it becomes too much, your subconscious mind will automatically wake you back up completely, and you will know that it was just a fantasy and that you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy to immerse yourself deeply into this fantasy. And just like a dream feels like reality while you are dreaming, this fantasy can become completely real for you while you experience it. You can see everything the protagonist sees, feel everything the protagonist feels, hear everything he hears, and taste and smell everything he tastes and smells. That's right. You can just completely become the protagonist of this little fantasy and experience it as your reality. And with every word I say, you will just immerse yourself deeper and deeper into it, allowing it to become real, allowing this journey to happen in your mind. And it's time now, time to put you into this fantasy. And what I want you to do is imagine yourself riding on a subway train. That's right. See yourself on a subway train, maybe leaning your head against the window, hearing the typical sounds of a subway. As you drop deeper and deeper into this fantasy, you can experience it. You feel the seat, you feel the vibration of the subway car as it rides through the tunnel. There's even this typical subway smell in your nose right now, and you can really go there. You're really there as the subway train arrives in the next station, and as the doors open, I'm coming into your car, and the car is relatively empty, and yet I'm sitting down directly next to you, blocking you in, and for a moment you want to tell me to piss off, to find another seat, and yet as you turn around, as you look up into my eyes that stare intensely down at you, you just lose your train of thought. You just go blank, mindless. You don't know what's going on. I smile at you, then smirk. Did you lose your train of thought, little boy? Huh. Don't even try to deny it, little boy. I know you want this. I can smell a pervert like you from a mile away. That's right. Your eyes are still completely locked with mine, and you're unable to look away as you feel your body reacting to my words. A cold wave of fear competing with a hot burning wave of pleasure. And all of that mingled with a sensation of burning shame flooding you. You feel your face flushing hot, and you feel thankful when I begin to talk softly to you, and you just lose yourself in my words, and all the shame and fear and worries and cares just melt away, and you just drift down into my control and my safe voice and lose yourself in it. You forget about the train around you. You forget about the people around you. All that matters is my voice in your mind. You feel so relaxed, time loses all its meaning, and before you even know what's going on, you suddenly realize that my voice has stopped, and as you slowly come back to reality, you see me leaving the subway train at the next station, and you're too woozy and heavy to do anything about it. You just watch me leave, slightly confused, but feeling incredible and comfortable and warm and wonderful. So you continue your ride, just feeling empty and happy and safe and wonderful. And then you arrive at your station and you get off the train. You walk up to the surface and you make your way home. And when you're almost home, you realize you're walking past a construction site. And you haven't really realized that there was a construction site before. It's the first time you really notice it. And then suddenly you realize that your body is moving on its own. You are walking onto the construction site and it's completely out of your control. And yet you feel strangely calm and even safe. And you wonder what the fuck is going on as you walk on this construction site. And luckily it's late enough so there's nobody around. Behind the wood walls, out of sight from anyone, you know you should be scared. And yet you feel incredibly calm. You just keep on walking. Walking to a specific place, completely out of sight, completely hidden. And then you begin to strip, and you don't know what's going on. You strip completely naked, and once you're naked, you're kneeling down, kneeling in the dirt. That's right. And then you just wait, and you feel your heart beating hard. You feel an intense pleasure flooding your body, and then you hear my voice behind you.
Welcome back, little boy. That didn't take long, did it? Now, let's see if I can show you another trick, little boy.
You feel a cold shiver running down your spine, and yet your body is completely frozen, just kneeling there. It's impossible to turn around. You listen for my footsteps as I slowly walk in a half circle around you, coming into view, standing in front of you, coming really close until I stand just a step in front of you, towering over you, little boy. And then you see my hands opening my fly directly in your field of view, and freeing my massive cock and balls. You instantly feel your body betraying you. You feel the saliva collecting in your mouth, little boy, don't you? Yeah. And yet I just grab my cock, and then I dangle my balls right there in front of your nose. And you can't help but smell them. And as soon as the scent hits your nose, it's like an explosion of pleasure in your mind. Your mind instantly begins to spin. You want more, you crave more, you breathe it in deeply. You feel your mind spinning, you feel the pleasure exploding in your body, the horniness, the need, the heat. And yet there's more. You also feel incredibly submissive as all your other thoughts simply melt away, simply vanish, leaving you only with this deep need, this deep heat, this deep craving for pleasure, and an even stronger, almost physical desire to submit, to surrender, to give yourself to me. And the more you keep breathing in the scent of your balls, the more your mind spins, the more pleasure you feel, the more in heat you are, the more submissive you are, the more needs you feel, the more overwhelming it becomes. That's right. And then I suddenly let go of my cock, and you feel it flopping onto your head, sliding down your face directly in front of your greedy mouth that instantly begins to latch onto my cock and begins to suck it. And you need it more desperately than you ever needed anything before in your life. You're completely overwhelmed by the need to just keep sucking. And while you do it, you feel an intense pleasure exploding in your mind, as if every suck is an explosion of pleasure in your mind, and you just keep sucking deeper and deeper. You feel my cock growing in your mouth, swelling in your mouth, as you suck harder and harder, as you lose yourself to the task, as you lose yourself into pleasuring my cock. That's right, little boy. And somewhere, only in the back of your mind, you register my voice talking to you, telling you that you're a good little boy, a good little fuck toy.
and that you're taking such good care of my cock. And I'm going to give you a reward, little boy. And to pull my cock out of your mouth. And suddenly you feel desperate for it again. You feel your mouth is so empty, so desperate. You need more, you want more, you crave more. And I grab my cock and dangle my balls right in front of your mouth. And only say one word. Worship. And instantly you feel your tongue moving, licking my balls. And the moment your tongue touches my balls, it's as if the sensation you felt when you smelt them getting 10,000 times stronger is like an explosion of pleasure and submission in your mind, wiping out any other thought. You want to surrender yourself to me. You feel the pleasure exploding in your mind. You feel the submissive need exploding in your mind. You don't care about anything right now. All you want to do is surrender and serve and give yourself to me. And you completely lick yourself into a frenzy, and with every lick you feel waves of pleasure exploding in your mind, wiping out every single thought, obliterating everything except the desire to surrender and serve and need, and the deep heat that is filling your body and filling your mind, pushing you on, forcing you on. You keep licking my balls, working yourself into a complete frenzy. And before you even know it, my balls are filling your mouth, completely intoxicating you, completely controlling your mind. And you swirl your tongue around them, losing yourself in the pleasure, losing yourself in the intense and wonderful taste that completely overwhelms you, that completely melts your mind. And you completely surrender yourself to it deeper and deeper. And then, suddenly, I roughly pull my balls out of your mouth again. And you feel your mouth empty again. You feel the heat, the need overwhelming you again. But before you can think about it, I order you to stand up. And you instantly stand up. I grab you by your balls and pull you to the next wall. That's right, little boy. All you can do is helplessly stumble after me. And when we reach the wall, I grab your hands and push them against the wall. And instantly, your hands are stuck to the wall, as if they're glued to the wall, impossible to remove them. You are standing there, your hand glued against the wall, naked. Your ass nicely spread backward and completely exposed. And I walk around you, behind you. You feel my hand running over your side, finding your cock, finding the magic spot under your cock, and just ever so gently, slightly stroking you, wrapping my hand around your cock and stroking the magic spot with my thumb. And every single stroke causes a wave of pleasure to explode in your mind, makes you more mindless, makes you more helpless. And then I suddenly let go, leaving your cock throbbing as worse as your empty mouth is right now. And then I spit on your ass. Oh yeah, you know what's coming, little boy. Shall I tell you a secret? A suggestion I gave you in a subway. You don't remember, but I actually gave you a choice. You are here because you want to be fucked, little boy. And then you feel my cock on your ass, circling your asshole once, sliding up and down your crack. Then I slap it between your legs or I hit your balls. You feel a wave of pleasure and pain exploding in your mind as I slap your balls with my cock and slap them again and slap them again. And while you're lost in this pleasure and pain that's mingling in your mind, you suddenly feel my cock on your ass and forcefully pushing myself into you. I grab your hips and you feel my cock being slowly but certainly forced into your ass, slowly and continuously pushing myself in, and you feel your ass giving in, you feel your ass loosening up, and I force myself into you. And before you know what's going on, you're moaning in pleasure as I fuck you hard. That's right, little bitch. You can feel me fucking you harder and faster. You still have the taste of my balls on your tongue, intoxicating your mind as I fuck you hard, as you lose yourself in the pleasure, and with every thrust you feel an explosion of pleasure and submission exploding in your mind, filling you more and more, obliterating every other thought. With every thrust, you feel yourself breaking a little bit more, giving in a little bit more, feeling a little bit more like a submissive little boy, and you know you're just a submissive little fuck toy, that's right, and I fuck you hard and fast and brutal. That's right, little fuck toy. Slamming myself into you, and you can feel my cock growing harder as I fuck you, little boy. You can feel my cock growing even harder as I fuck you faster, more furious, more brutal, more fierce. Fuck. Slamming into you hard and fast, using you, abusing you, fucking you down to the ground. That's right, grabbing you hard, grabbing you, pulling you onto my cock, and you feel my cock growing even harder as my pleasure grows, as my fuck you harder, fucking you hard, fucking you brutal. Oh, and you feel my pleasure growing, and then fuck coming into you, pumping hard, fucking pumping my heart come into you, little boy. You feel it burning hot in your ass, so I fuck you. Thrusting a few last times before pulling out, and you feel the hot, massive load burning in your ass, little boy. And you feel so used, and now you feel even your ass is empty and needy, and you crave something in your ass, you crave something in your mouth, you crave the scent of my balls, you feel completely lost, you're completely intoxicated with pleasure, you feel completely fucked, you feel completely used, you feel completely abused, little boy. And I slap your ass really hard before you hear me closing my zip and walking away, saying goodbye, little boy, little fuck. I'm sure I'm gonna use you again, you little fuck toy. And as I walk away, and you feel the pleasure still intoxicating your mind, you feel yourself still glued to the wall, you're still naked, you're still helpless, you don't know what to do. And then you hear me, from quite a bit away, shouting, come now, little boy. And you explode in an intense, overwhelming orgasm. You feel yourself coming, you feel yourself exploding, you feel all the pleasure that you built up discharging in this one amazing, intense, mind-blowing orgasm, completely overwhelming you. You feel your knees giving in, your hands are suddenly loose from the wall as you sink down onto your knees, as you sink down on the floor. Your body twitching wildly, you're completely lost in a mind-shattering orgasm that just goes on and on and on. You just come so fucking hard right now. And then, when the orgasm finally ebbs away, when it's finally gone, when you stop twitching, when you slowly come back from the intense afterglow, when you feel amazing, when you open your eyes, you realize you're not on a construction site at all. You're back home. You're in your own bedroom, laying on the floor, completely dressed. All you need is a new pair of underwear. But otherwise you're safe, you're at home, and you're sound, and you're wonderful. And you feel a deep happiness, a deep joy, like a deep laughter beginning deep inside of you. A laughter that's growing up, that's bubbling up, a happiness that's bubbling up. Because you just had an amazing experience, and you know you had it all in the safety of your bedroom, and that doesn't make it one bit less real. And you just lay there, floating in the afterglow, feeling absolutely amazing and wonderful and perfect, happy that you had this beautiful experience. And as you lay there, it's time to come back to the real you, also laying comfortably, being in a safe, warm trance. And it's time to end this trance. And when I get you back, you can remember everything that happened just the way as if it has really happened to you, because you have a memory of a wonderful experience. And there's no difference between a memory of an experience that happened in your mind
It's the memory of an experience that happened in your mind while you were reading a book. It's the memory of an experience that happened in your mind while you were watching a movie. Or of something that really happened to you. All of them can, if they were emotionally intense, be just as real and just as vivid. And that's why you're going to have a vivid memory of everything that happens when I count you up. And I'm going to count you up right now, little boy. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert with every number. 4. As you wake back up. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, ready to come back. And 9. Stretch yourself, enjoy the state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy and amazing. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me creating more free work everybody can enjoy, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.